When I was a young kid, I loved those big snow days. And I know you don't want to hear about that right now, not quite ready for the snow. But I loved the big snow days as we'd get off school. And then, I don't know if you remember this, they'd plow all that snow to the edge of the parking lot at the school. And that's where we would have the game. You know, King of the Mountain, where The teachers didn't like us playing this for some reason. The whole point of it is to throw someone off the top of the mountain and to get to the top yourself. So you're climbing and you're fighting with each other, and you might have some people working to try to get the person who's at the top down together. But as soon as that person's down, then, you know, it's every man for himself. And you're fighting and trying to get... And once you have that moment of glory at the top, what happens? Someone hits you with a snowball or something and you go sliding down the mountain. It was a lot of fun, and I'm sure we hurt each other more than we should have, and that's probably why it should be banned as a school game. But we loved it. But that is so often what we try to do in our lives, that we set up this situation where we're trying to get power or authority or whatever, but it always fails. It always comes to an end. The gospel today, Jesus says this. He says, you see this building, the temple? He says, you see how it's beautiful and ornate and all that? There will come a time when there is not a stone left on another stone to what you see here. Little did they know that that day would be coming in about 40 years from that moment, as the Romans came in and sieged Jerusalem. But there was this sense Jesus was trying to put on them: nothing in this world is lasting. Everything passes. Everything changes. Nothing in this world will allow you the security you're looking for. And this so often leads to a fear within us. We're afraid of losing everything. We're afraid of poverty. We're afraid of death. But ultimately, no matter how hard we try, we can't grasp onto it. Think about those poor people in the Philippines right now, after the huge typhoon has gone through, that so many of them have lost everything. It's so easy. Like that, all we've worked for could be gone. And that can create a great fear within us. But only if that's where we put our hope. Jesus says rather, no, put your hope in my Heavenly Father. Trust in me. Trust that I will take care of you. Trust that I will be there to help you in all things. When we put our trust in God, then we will never be disappointed. When we have our confidence in God, He will take care of us. But that's a hard thing, because of course that means we have to put our trust where we don't see God working. But He says, I'll be there. I promise. Now, He doesn't say He'll always take care of all of our wants. Now, don't get that mixed up. You're saying, God, I trust You to help me get that Lexus that I've always wanted. Probably not going to happen. Just saying. But God does want to be there to help us for all things, to get us our needs, and not just our physical needs, but our spiritual needs as well. I was listening to one of the CDs in the back, something about Though I Walk Through the Valley of Death or something like that. I forget what the title actually is. But it's about this Vietnam veteran who is a prisoner of war, and he's talking to this group of people about his own experience there and how prayer kept him sane throughout it all. And not just him, but all the prisoners in the camp. Now, he said there was this one point where he was put into solitary confinement for 2 years. And it's not just like he had his own cell and he was there alone, but this room was something like 47 inches by 47 inches. Incredibly small. And he said, I thought I was going to go crazy the first night I was there. It was so confining. But he said those 2 years of being in that little room, that hole, he said, were the happiest of my life. Now, most of us would look at him and said, what are you, some sort of depressed guy? What's wrong with you? But it actually became this place of joy for him as he prayed the rosary over and over and over again and united himself to those sorrowful mysteries, what Jesus did. As he prayed the ways of the cross, he had been trained as an altar boy, the Latin for the Mass, and he prayed through the Mass because he had had it all memorized. He prayed through the Mass and he united himself with Christ. And in those moments, he saw himself embraced by the love of Christ. It upheld him. It kept him going. He knew that God would be with him. They underwent all sorts of torture while they were in this camp, as they were trying to break their spirits and have them say some sort of a statement that would then tell the press how wonderful they were being treated and try to basically get the United States to stop, demoralize the United States in their war. But he said, God kept us going. There was this one point when he was on the verge of breaking in the torture he was undergoing. And he finally realized, he says, God, I can't. I've got nothing left. And he surrendered himself over to God in that moment. And he said, in that moment of recognizing my humility and placing myself before God, he then felt this warmth come through his body. And he felt deep within his heart the truth that nothing could harm him in body or soul. He knew God was there and taking care of him. He became very much at peace. And when the guards came to take him out to do some more beating, one of them looked at his face and saw the serenity and the peace on his face. And he basically said, he says, I can't do this. And he went to his superiors. This man is not going to give us anything. We're just going to kill him. And that's not what we want. And so they let him go to the rest of the camp, not let him set him free. But God was there and he took care of him. We're asked by our God to surrender our lives into his hands, to give him not just our spirits and our souls, which of course are good things, but to give him all that we are, to give him all of our temporal goods, to give him all the struggles that we have, to give him our families, our work, our school, everything into his hands. But so often we look and we don't trust God. We don't surrender because we're afraid of what he's going to ask of us. We don't surrender because we don't think he's big enough to deal with our problems. Or, conversely, he's so big he doesn't want to deal with our problems. Neither of which are true. God can handle everything. In the famous words of the immortal Junior Asparagus, God is bigger than the boogeyman. He can take care of all of our needs. And he loves us so much that he does take care of us. He's just longing for that moment of surrender. And my sisters and brothers, when we surrender ourselves into his hands, then we have no fear. Jesus says, perfect love casts out all fear. And when we allow that perfect love to enter into us, he takes that fear away. And so we don't have to be afraid of the future. We don't have to be afraid of losing everything. We don't even have to be afraid of death because he has conquered all. Sisters and brothers, as part of this Mass today, let us gather our lives and place them before the Lord, that as the bread and wine are being brought forward to be offered to God, place our needs into that paten, into that chalice, and let God then receive all of us, so that when those gifts are offered and the Holy Spirit comes upon them and the words are spoken, this is my body, this is my blood, we who have put ourselves into the into the chalice, into the paten, we also will be transubstantiated into the very body and blood of Christ, and we will see that He conquers all of our problems, all of our struggles. Not that things will disappear, not that life will be a bed of roses, but that He will give us the strength and the courage and the peace and the joy to enter into everything that happens.